Well, in three straight ball games, the Kannapolis Cannonballers have dropped their matchup with the Fredericksburg Nationals here at Atrium Health Ballpark. However, tonight, it's redemption time as the Ballers take on the Fred Nats here in the fifth of six matchups here this week. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast here on MILB.TV, as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action live tonight. Kannapolis Cannonballers again on a three-game losing streak at the moment to the same Fredericksburg Nationals. It all began back on Wednesday, April the 20th, in which they lost 13-2 to the Fred Nats. Thursday night, dropping that game 5-4 in extra innings. It took 10 innings to get that victory for the Fred Nats. And last night, dropping it by a score of 12-5, Fredericksburg putting up 7 runs in the first 2 innings. As the Ballers looking to bounce out of the loss column and boost the record here in this one. Leadoff batter for the Fredericksburg Nationals will be Jacob Young, the center fielder tonight. He'll be followed by a rehabbing catcher. It's Drew Millis behind the plate for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Starting arm for the Cannonballers is Tommy Summer. He'll fire that pitch in for strike one to Jacob Young. Tommy Summer, 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA, making his third start of the year. 0-1, big swing and a miss at the plate by Young. We'll move now 0-2 on leadoff batter Young. It goes Jacob Young, Drew Millis, and Brady House, the first three, due up with the Fred Nats as Tommy Summer delivers the 0-2 fastball just a bit outside on Jacob Young. We'll move 1-2. Bossier, the DH, will bat fourth. He was a home run shy of the cycle last night. Leandro Emiliani, first baseman, bats fifth. Andre Arias, right fielder, bats sixth. Sammy Infante, third baseman, will bat seventh as the 1-2 swung on and grounded up the middle. Played nicely by Wilbur Sanchez. Fires it over to first in time for out number one. A fancy 4-3 put out for Wilbur Sanchez. Nice play in the field. One out now in the top of the first inning. Sammy Infante, third baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth for the Fredericksburg Nationals tonight is left fielder T.J. White. Yoan De Rivero will round out the order, batting ninth for the Nationals out of, guess who, the Washington Nationals organization. Tommy Summer, former Indiana Hoosier, delivers the first pitch of the at-bat to the rehabbing catcher Drew Millis. Outside, ball one on Millis. Tommy Summer, the lefty, a 10th round draft pick in 2021 by the White Sox. 1-0 off speed off the plate, 2-0 now your count on Millis. As for Tommy Summer, 4-pitch mix, 4-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Again, former Indiana Hoosier, he's a 2-time academic All-Big Ten selection, 2019 and 2020. 2-0 fastball, misses just inside on Drew Millis, now 3-0 your count. Quickly on the rehabbing catcher, Millis. Listed at 6'2", 202 pounds, from St. Louis, Missouri. Acquired in a trade in 2021. Broken bat swung on at the 3-0 line over to short, where Colston Montgomery occupies the spot. And it's a soft L6 in the book for the catcher, Drew Millis. Brady House, shortstop, now steps in for the Fred Nats. Left to right in the outfield, it goes Logan Glass, James Beard, and Misael Gonzalez. Wes Kath at third, Colson Montgomery at short, Wilbur Sanchez at second, Wilfred Veras is at first. House swings the first pitch, grounds it over to short, Colson Montgomery moves to his left, makes the play, fired over to first in time for out number three. 1-2-3 inning for Tommy Summer and the Kannapolis Cannonballers as we'll head to the bottom of the first here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Fred Nats still scoreless. Thank you. bottom of the first here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, Atriemouth Ballpark. Beautiful Saturday night for baseball here in Kannapolis. Dan Helody bringing you all the action as the Kannapolis Cannonballers facing off against the Fred Nats. James Beard will lead things off. He takes strike one from the starting arm for the Fred Nats. It's Dustin Sines. He's 1-0 with a 4.22 ERA. Is Dustin Sines, one of the top prospects in the Washington National System. 0-1 fastball outside. Now 1-1 your count on James Beard. As for Dustin Sines, again 1-0 with a 4.22 ERA in 10 2/3 innings pitched. So far 12 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks, 14 punchouts. Swung on and fouled back by Beard. Now 1-2 the count on James Beard. Fourth round selection in 2021 is Dustin Sines out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Is the 5'11", 197-pound southpaw. James Beard at the plate will deliver the 1-2 does signs. It's outside, 2-2 now your count on James Beard. Beard will be followed by Wilfred Varis, the first baseman, Colson Montgomery in the three-hole tonight. Will be followed by DJ Gladney, the DH, in the cleanup spot as the 2-2 lifted in the air high in right field. Trailing after, though, is Arias. He'll make the grab out there in right field for out number one. James Beard flies out here in the first. Wilfred Varas will now dig in for Kannapolis. Gladney, the cleanup batter, the DH tonight. Westcath, third baseman, batting fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Logan Glass. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, will bat seventh. Batting eighth is the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. And batting ninth is the catcher, Daniel Milwee. Fastball outside on Wilfred Varas, now 1-0 the count. Varas this year so far batting 186. Not quite at the start that he's wanted, but still plenty of potential in the young infielder for Wilfred Varas. 1-0 inside now, 2-0 the count on Varas. Left to right in the outfield, it goes TJ White, Jacob Young, and Andre Arias for the Fred Nats and skipper Jake Lowry. 2-0 off speed in the dirt now, 3-0 the count on Wilfred Varas. Left to right in the infield, Sammy Infante, Brady House, Yoander Rivero, and Leandro Emiliani. Behind the plate is the rehabbing catcher, Drew Millis. 3-0 count, Dustin Sines a little over the pitch. Swung on and lifted high in the air in shallow right field. Coming in for it is the right fielder. He dives and he can't make the grab. Varas will advance from first into second base as the right fielder, Arias, tripped on his own 2 feet. He's going to get out as a base hit on the play. So Wilfred Varas makes it to second safely on the play. As for Arias, couldn't come up with the play on a little blooping fly ball in. Colson Montgomery, shortstop, will now dig in. And I really like that walk-up song. That's a new walk-up for Colson. I think it suits him a little better. I like it. Holland Hammer, lefty at the plate, number one prospect in the Chicago White Sox system. Ball one, fastball outside from Dustin Sines. As for Colson Montgomery, last night had the night off. Took the evening off, was in the third group in BP. Got to hang out in the dugout last night in the 12-5 defeat. However, he's back tonight. In the lineup, batting third for skipper Guillermo Quiroz. Dustin Sines fires the 1-0 into the plate. Swung on and tapped in fair territory over to the third baseman Infante. He scoops it, makes the grab for out number two in the inning. Colson Montgomery out on a 5-3 putout. However, it does move the runner up on the play. Wilfred Varas able to scoot over to third base safely. Now DJ Gladney, the DH and cleanup batter in tonight's ballgame, will dig in. DJ Gladney, DH tonight. Last night was the first baseman. 1-for-4 last night with 2 strikeouts. But Gladney again, and the guy that's gotten off to a little better start than he did last year. First pitch of the at-bat from Dustin Sines is inside at 84 miles an hour. Ball one. 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, change for Dustin Sines. Again, one of the top prospects in the national system, ranked number 24 in their top 30 by MLB Pipeline. 1-0 fastball inside on DJ Gladney. We'll move now 2-0. Westcath, third baseman awaits on deck. You're on a beautiful night for baseball here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Not many seats left in the seating bowl. Plenty of concourse passes available, though. All the fans enjoying the night on the berm as a 2-0 lifted high in the air center field. Chasing after his Young. He's not going to be able to get there. Wilfred Vera scores. DJ Gladney rounds first, heads for second. And the ballers are on the board first here in the bottom of the first inning. DJ Gladney with an RBI double to get the party started here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Beautiful hit from DJ Gladney. 1-0 now your score. And Westcath, third baseman, will dig in for the ballers. Westcath, another top prospect in the White Sox system, had the night off last night. Did Westcath. Now we're back in the lineup tonight, and I'm sure he's been itching to get back. 0-1 now as he swings on the first pitch and fouls it back. Cath and Dustin signs again. This Kannapolis Cannonballer lineup, there's only two lefties in the entire lineup. It's Colson Montgomery and Westcath. Everyone else batting righty against the lefty, Dustin Sines. Pitches outside, 1-1 now your count on Westcath. Logan Glass, left fielder, awaits on deck as Sines, the lefty, will toe the rubber, kick at the right and throw with the left. Quarter swing at the plate by Westcath, but it's checked up. Doesn't matter. It's now 1-2 the count on Kath. Scottsdale, Arizona native. Arizona. That's one of the perks about having a hometown in Arizona. You could just go home after spring training. After a day out in Camelback Ranch, you can just go home. Nice times. 1-2 in the dirt now, even at 2-2 on Westcath. Not too certain on Arizona geography. I do know that Scottsdale, not too far from Camelback Ranch, though. Can't be too bad. I'll make it out to Arizona one day. I've heard it's dry and hot out there. I'm from Florida where it's humid and hot. I think I can handle a little dry heat. 2-2 from Sines. Fastball inside on Westcath. Now count runs full. Already Dustin Sines in a bit of a jam here as he's already allowed a run scored off a DJ Gladney RBI double. Kannapolis Cannonballers again on a three-game losing streak, looking to snap it here and move back up to 8-6. Full count delivery to Westcath. He quarter swings on it. Check swing, did he go? No, says our infield umpire in Jalen Goodman. Westcath will take a free pass to first base. So now two on and two out. Left fielder Logan Glass digs in. Logan Glass, high school product from Mustang, Oklahoma, digs in. Two on and two out here in the top bottom of the first inning. Kannapolis already with a 1-0 lead. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Glass for strike one. Again, getting started a little earlier tonight than normal, quote-unquote, as I would say the general consensus is usually games start about 7 o'clock. However, on a beautiful Saturday evening, getting started about 6:30. We'll have post-game fireworks tonight, too, here at Atriemouth Ballpark. 0-1 now, 0-2 on Logan Glass. Going to be an amazing night here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Couldn't ask for better weather. It's sunny. Couple clouds in the sky. Nothing too bad, though. 0-2 now from Sines. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Logan Glass for strike three and out number three here in the bottom of the first. Ballers on top first, though. 1-0 your score after DJ Gladney notches an RBI double. Head to the top of the second here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 1-0 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Brennan Bossier, the DH, will lead things off for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the second inning as first pitch of the at-bat from Tommy Summers in the dirt and skips pass catcher Daniel Milwee. 1-0 now your count on Brennan Bossier, who raised his batting average about 50 or 60 points tonight. 1-0 fastball on the dirt. 2-0 now your count on Bossier. Home run shy of the cycle last night was Bossier. Get another guy that can hit the ball pretty well when he makes contact. 2-0 off speed is upstairs. 3-0 now your count. As Tommy Summer so far has been able to find the strike zone in this top of the second. Here gets Bossier. Riverside, California native. 3-0 fastball. It is down the middle for strike one on Bossier. Leandro Emiliani and Andre Arias await on deck as the Fred Nats already trail 1-0. 3-1 on the way from Summer. Fastball on the dirt, ball four, as Fredericksburg gets their first base runner of the ball game. Brandon Bossier draws a leadoff walk here in the top of the second inning. Leandro Emiliani will dig in, reigning Carolina League Player of the Week, and we've seen why. He's been able to hit the ball pretty well so far this series. Emiliani batting .357 on the year with three home runs. Fastball in there, strike one to Emiliani. Tommy Summer, lefty, 6'4", 220. Making his third start of the year. In both outings, he's gone 4 2/3, both on Sunday the 10th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And then the 15th against the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch is in there now, 0-2 the count on Emiliani. 4 2/3. He's only allowed 10 hits, and he's got 13 strikeouts all year. 0-2 on the way. Off speed off the plate to Emiliani. We'll go now 1-2. At the plate on one of the better bats in the Fred Nats lineup. Arias, the right fielder, waits on deck as the runner at first is Bossier. Delivery to the plate. 1-2 is off the plate. 2-2 now your count on Emiliani. Tommy Summer, four-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, change. Asked him who his favorite baseball influences were growing up. He said Drew Storen and Lance Lynn. Drew Storen, former Washington Nationals closer. Lance Lynn now with the Chicago White Sox. 2-2 is swung on and tapped over. And play is made by Wilfred Veras for out number one in the inning. Runner moves ahead to second, though, as Bossier makes it. It's a 3-U for Emiliani, out number one. Andre Arias will now dig in. Lance Lynn, a White Sox arm. Used to be with the Cardinals, the Twins, New York Yankees, Texas Rangers. Now he's a White Sox. Up on the south side. First pitch of the at-bat to Andre Arias. Fouled off. We'll go 0-1. Sammy Infante, third baseman, awaits on deck. It's Tommy Summer, the lefty, making his third appearance of the year. Second one at home. 0-1. Before that, a quick check on the runner. Summer on the mound with a black glove, some red and white Nike cleats, it looks like. 0-1, big swing and a miss at the plate. 0-2 now your count on Andre Arias. Arias batting .152 entering tonight's ballgame with just one RBI. Did not play last night. Had the night off. Now he's back in the lineup for Jake Lowry and the Fred Nats. 0-2. Swung on and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Andre Arias is the first strikeout victim of the night for Tommy Summer. He picks up his 14th strikeout on the year. Sammy Infante, third baseman, now digs in. Sammy Sammy Infante, Hialeah, Florida native, adding seven to the lineup for the Fred Nats here in the top of the second. Two outs, first pitch of the at-bat is an off-speed pitch off the plate, 1-0 your count. Now on Infante. Straightaway defensive setup, decent lead at second for Bossier. 1-0. Fastball inside corner, nice pitch by Tommy Summer on Infante. 1-1, now your count. Fantastic crowd on hand here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Again, not too many seats left for today's ball game. 1-1. Fastball inside, 2-1 now your count on Infante. Again, another guy that wasn't in the lineup last night. A couple of switch arounds in the order. The lefty, Tommy Summer, now on the bump for Kannapolis. Last night, ballers using Jared Kelly to start. Everett Hazelwood, Addison Coffey, Christian Edwards, all righties, and they snuck Halen Green in there in the ninth inning. The lefty, Infante, 2-1. Wanted to swing, but hold it back. 3-1 now your count as Tommy Summer tried to work a curveball in there. Now 3-1 is your count. Left fielder TJ White awaits on deck here in the top of the second inning. Ballers already leading 1-0 here at Atriemouth Ballpark on HBC Unite here at the ballpark. Lifted high in the air is a 3-1 into left field. Going back is Glass. He looks up and it's out of here. It's a two-run shot for Sammy Infante. And it quickly changes the tides here in the ballgame. Bossier scores. Sammy Infante with a two-run shot gives the Fred Nats a 2-1 lead here in the second inning. It's the first hit of the night for Fredericksburg, and it gives them the lead 2-1. .414, 105 miles an hour off the bat of Sammy Infante. Now TJ White, left fielder, digs in and he'll swing at the first pitch and miss. Milby couldn't make the grab behind the plate. It skips out. It's an 0-1 count now on TJ White. Yoandy Rivero, the nine-hole man, now on deck as the Fred Nats now lead 2-1. Pitch outside, 1-1 now your count on TJ White. 18 years of age from Spartanburg, South Carolina. A quote-unquote local kid, just 18 years of age still. 1-1, big swing and a miss at the plate. 1-2, now your count. TJ White heralded for his power. All kinds of power displayed from the switch-hitting left fielder. 1-2 fastball outside, 2-2. Now your count on TJ White. Tommy Summer now trailing 2-1. 2-2, swung on a miss. Deep, struck him out. TJ White down on strikes to end the inning here in the second. Tommy Summers picked up two strikeouts through two innings, with the Fredericksburg Nationals pick up two runs. Score now 2-1 in favor of the visitors as the ballers will go to bat in the bottom of the second here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Misael Gonzalez will lead things off with the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the second inning, with the Fredericksburg Nationals already leading by a score of 2-1. It's been a back-and-forth ball game so far here in this one. Dustin Sines back out there for another inning of action on the bump, as swung on and foul tipped at the plate is the first pitch. 0-1 now your count on Misael Gonzalez, playing right field tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Last night, bat in the two-hole. 0-1 lifted high and foul over everyone's head here at Atriemouth Ballpark. We'll have to do it again at 0-2. Gonzalez 0-4 last night with 3 strikeouts. Wasn't his night at the plate. However, the lefty Dustin Sines on the bump now. 0-2 in the dirt now. 1-2 the count. As for Misael Gonzalez, look at his splits. He's actually hitting better against lefties. He's batting .333 against left-handed pitching so far this year. 1-2 lifted high and foul. 2-2 now your count. Batting .324 entering tonight is Misael Gonzalez. .333 against lefties, .323 against righties. He's crushing everyone, it seems. 1-2 swung on and missed at the plate as Dustin Sines picks up his second strikeout of the night. Misael Gonzalez down swinging. 8-hole man now, Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman. We'll dig in. Wilbur Sanchez, Caracas, Venezuela native. 5'10", 160-pound, 20-year-old. Shows bunt on the first pitch, but it goes foul. We'll have to do it again at 0-1 between Dustin Sines and Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez last night with a much-needed multi-hit game, as he really has been struggling to start this year, batting just .108. 0-1 big swing and a miss now, 0-2 the count on Wilbur Sanchez. .02 count, one out here in the bottom of the second, as Wilbur Sanchez will take the pitch from Dustin Sines. Off-speed, swung and a miss, and now Dustin Sines has picked up 3 straight strikeouts. Logan Glass to end the first inning. And now 2 straight swinging strikeouts of Gonzalez and Sanchez. 9-hole man Daniel Milwee will now dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Daniel Milwee, High Point, North Carolina Panther. First pitch fastball in there, strike one. Milwee listed at 5'10", 205 pounds. He's 26 years of age, the oldest man on the roster for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 fastball inside, 1-1 now your count. As Daniel Milwee, 30th round selection in 2019. Actually, he was born in Santa Ana, California. Now residing in Summerfield, North Carolina. High Point Panther alumnus. Pitch is lifted high and foul. 1-2 now your count on Daniel Milwee. Spent most of last year very close to here in Kannapolis with the Cannonballers. Bounced up to the Winston-Salem Dash a little bit as well. 1-2, fastball upstairs and away. Now 2-2 your count on Milwee. Leadoff man and James Beard awaits on deck. Dustin Sines on the mound. 2-2 on the way. Swung on and grounded hard and foul down the line in left. We'll have to do the 2-2 all over again. Dustin Sines with the half black, half tan glove. Delivers a 2-2. Off speed pitch off the plate. Now 3-2 your count on Daniel Milwee. Wee Knight off last night, and his only start so far this year. Was unable to find his first base hit as it's a swinging bunt. 3-2 grounded in front of home plate. Catcher and Millis makes the grab, fires it over to first in time. Four out, number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Fred Nats here in the bottom of the second. Led to the top of the third here in Kannapolis. Ballers still trail 2-1 to the Fred Nats on the Ballers Baseball Network. Yolanda Rivero, Jacob Young, and Drew Millis. Two up in the inning for the top of, in the top of the third as the Fredericksburg Nationals lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 2-1 here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Tommy Summer back out for another inning of action. First pitch is called strike 189 miles an hour, 0-1 your count. Yolanda Rivero makes his first appearance of the night. He didn't play at all last night. 0-1 off speed, 1-1 now your count on Rivero. Tommy Summer so far, other than the two-run shot off the bat of Sammy Infante, it's been a decent outing for the lefty from Carmel, Indiana. 1-1 lifted high and foul. 1-2 now your count on Rivero. Tommy Summer from Carmel, Indiana, suburb just north of Indianapolis. You got a really good burger place up there. I've been to Carmel, Indiana before. I can't remember what the name of the burger place is, but it's incredible. 1-2, check swing. Did he go with the plate? Yes, he did, says our infield umpire and Jalen Goodman. So Yolanda Rivero, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Tommy Summer picks out strikeout number three on the night. It's a swinging strikeout of Yolanda Rivero. Jacob Young, leadoff batter, will now dig in. That's what it's called. It's called Bub's Burgers in Carmel, Indiana. I've been there before. It's probably one of my favorite burgers I've ever had. 75 mile an hour off speed pitch from Tommy Summer to Jacob Young is in there, strike one. Carmel, Indiana, known as the roundabout capital of the world, as facts provided by our scoreboard operator, Andrew Josephate, delivering me with a fun fact. Pitch in the dirt, 1-1 now, the count on Jacob Young. Grounded out in the first inning, in his first at bat. 1-1, big swing and a miss at the plate by Young. Now 1-2 the count as Tommy Summer seems to have found a stride. He's working at a good pace on the pump. Is the lefty. 1-2. Big swing and miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tommy Summer now has three straight strikeouts of his own as Jacob Young down swinging. Now two outs, nobody on for Drew Millis. Drew Millis, former product of the Oakland Athletics minor league team. Fastball in there, 0-1 now the count. Seventh round selection by the Oakland Athletics in 2019, 224th overall. out of St. Louis, Missouri. 0-1 off speed now, 1-1 your count on Millis. Actually, fun fact on Drew Millis, he was an all-conference quarterback in high school. He was a three-sport standout, played football, basketball, baseball. 1-1 fastball upstairs, now 2-1 the count on Drew Millis. Two-time first-team All-Missouri Valley Conference pick for Drew Millis. Down on rehab, Tommy Summer, 2-1. 81-mile-an-hour slider, it looks like. Beautiful pitch. Now 2-2 the count on Drew Millis. Former Oakland Athletic, now in the Washington Nationals system. 2-2. Fastball just inside. Full count now on Drew Millis. Millis acquired in the Yan Gomes trade between the Oakland Athletics and the Washington Nationals. 3-2. Fastball in the dirt. Ball four. That'll be a two-out walk for Millis as he'll reach base for the first time today. Brady House, shortstop, now digs in for Fredericksburg. Brady House, number two prospect in the Washington Nationals system. Winder, Georgia. Swings the first pitch, grounds it foul down the line at third. Played by manager Jake Lowry. Pitched into the Fredericksburg dugout. 0-1 now your count. Decent lead at first for Drew Millis. It's Brady House. Runner going on the pitch. Fastball delivered by Summer. Check swung on at the plate. Throw to second is not in time. So Drew Millis picks up stolen base on the play. Brady House now, though, with an 0-2 count at the plate as he checks swing on it. Fastball from Tommy Summer. Brady House, my initial reaction to this young man, as he's the 11th overall pick in the draft. Big-time prospect for Washington. My initial quote-unquote broadcaster scouting report is that he's very aggressive at the plate. 0-2 swings on that one as well. Colson Montgomery can't corral it over there at short. He hits off his glove. It'll go down as an error on the play. So Colson Montgomery can't corral the ground ball. Brady House will reach on the error from Colson Montgomery. Drew Millis dances over to third base. Bossier, the DH, now digs in with runners on the corners and two down. Colson Montgomery had a decent position on the ball, however, had to move to his left, to his right, excuse me. My left, his right. Quick peek over there at first on the runner. It's not in time. Brady House running at first. Montgomery had to move to my left, his right. Make the play, and it looked like the ball just hit off his glove. Runners on the corners now for Bossier. Summer delivers the first pitch, swung on and lined up the middle for a base hit. That'll be a run scored as Millis crosses the plate. Brady House advances to second, and Brandon Bossier has an RBI single. Here in the top of the third inning, Fredericksburg now leads 3-1. Here in the third inning at Atrium Health Ballpark, Leandro Emiliani, first baseman, will now dig in for the Frednats. Emiliani steps to the plate, grounded out in the second inning. Because now he's got two on, two out. Tommy Summer on the bump, delivers the pitch. First pitch lifted high in the air, popped up in foul ground. Westcath, third baseman, camps under it, has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number three, Westcath, good patience over there, my friend, to make the grab in foul ground. Four out number three. Bottom of the third on the way here in Kannapolis as the Ballers trailing 3-1 to the Fredericksburg Nationals here on the Ballers Baseball Network. All James Beard swings on the first pitch of the at-bat, grounds it weakly over to first base. Making the play is Emiliani. Steps on the bag for out number one. Oh, my. I can barely turn on my microphone, and there's already out number one here in the inning as James Beard grounds out to Emiliani for out number one. Dustin Sines back out there for another inning of action. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, now digs in. Veras doubled in the first inning. He's the only run scored so far on the night for Kannapolis. First pitch, off speed, off the plate. 1-0-1 is now your count. Is actually home plate umpire and Charlie Welling said that was a strike. 84 on the gun. 0-1 from Sines. Off speed in the dirt, short of the plate. Wilfred Veras takes that one. Now 1-1 is your count. Here you go. Fastball in the dirt. 2-1 now. The count on Wilfred Veras. Colson Montgomery awaits on deck. Swung on. Lifted high in the air. Left field. Chasing after it is Whitey. He's going to get to the warning track. Camp Hunter would make the grab. Four out number two. A close call for Wilfred Veras as he almost lifts one the left field berm. Instead, it's a flyout to T.J. White in left field. So now two down and Colson Montgomery shorts that. We'll dig in. Montgomery, first at bat of this ball game, grounded out to the third baseman. Ball one now as Montgomery, number one prospect in the White Sox system from Holland, Indiana. As pointed out by his family, appreciate his family tuning in, hollering at me on Twitter especially. Grounded over to the right field terrace area. 1-1 now your count on Colson Montgomery. Holland, Indiana is the hometown of Colson Montgomery. So then I immediately had to think of a nickname. I went the Holland Hammer. I think it sounds great. You know, Mike Trout has the Millville Meteor, which is an astonishingly amazing nickname. So I went the Holland Hammer. 1-1, swung on and grounded weakly up the middle, played by the second baseman Rivero, fires it over first in time. Four out, number three in the inning. Ballers can't quite put anything together here in the bottom of the third, but we're still got plenty of baseball left here as it's headed to the top of the fourth. Ballers trail 3-1 to the Fred Nats here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tommy Sumner back out there for another inning of action as Andre Arias digs in, swings the first pitch and misses. 79 miles an hour off the plate as Arias swings and misses at that one. 0-1 quickly now, your count. Near the top of the fourth inning, the Fred Nats leading the Kannapolis Cannonballers by a score of 3-1. Still plenty of baseball left, though, as the 0-1 tapped over too short where Wilbur Sanchez makes the play, fires it over to first in time for out number one. 4-3 ground out for Andre Arias. He's now 0-2 on the night. Sammy Infante digs in. He had the two-run shot in the second inning to give the Fred Nats the lead. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com. If you're in Atrium Health Ballpark and checking out the broadcast, appreciate you tuning in. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here in the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch fastball is in there, strike one to Sammy Infante. Hialeah, Florida native, will take the 0-1 fastball for strike one as the 0-1 is now an off-speed pitch off the plate. 1-1 your count. Tommy Sumner flicking the glove with his fingers, much like Matt Garza used to do for the Tampa Bay Rays back in the day. Now 1-2, the count on the off-speed pitch. It's more of like a flex, where he like quickly opens and closes that glove hand. 1-2, swung on, fouled back. Now 1-2 will be done again at the plate between Infante and Tommy Sumner. Growing up in Tampa, I watched a lot of Tampa Bay Rays baseball. Matt Garza, one of the few in the major leagues, had a no-hitter. 1-2, tapped foul. 1-2 again on the way. Only no-hitter in Tampa Bay Rays history is Matt Garza. He would do that almost every time I saw him. He would flick that glove, open and close, open and close. It was like a twitch. Helps him with his timing, I guess. Not sure. I'll have to ask Tommy Sumner on that one later. 1-2. I don't have to ask him about that. It's check swung on by Infante. And our infield umpire, Jalen Goodman, says he went around at the plate, did Infante. So it's another strikeout in the books for Tommy Sumner. He's now sitting at a grand total of 5 on the evening. T.J. White, left fielder, now will dig in. First pitch of the at-bat, off-speed pitch in there called 0-1, now on T.J. White. T.J. White, Spartanburg, South Carolina native, 0-1 in the dirt now, 1-1 your count on left fielder T.J. White. As for Tommy Sumner, on the bump, blue tops tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. White pants, red, white, and blue alternate caps. 1-1, big swing and a miss. Now 1-2 the count on T.J. White. Fred hats, red tops, gray pants, blue caps, red brims with the white Fredericksburg F on the front. 1-2 fastball outside, 2-2 now your count on T.J. White. Yoandy Rivero, the nine-hole man, awaits on deck. Tommy Sumner sets on the bump. 2-2 count, two outs, top of the fourth. Fred Nats lead 3-1. White puts a charge into the 2-2 into center field for a two-out base knock, as it's been the trouble all night, it seems, for Tommy Sumner. T.J. White with a two-out single here in the top of the fourth. Yoandy Rivero will now dig in. As we take a look back at a couple of the previous innings, two-out base knocks. Sammy Infante with a two-run shot in the second, and then after Sumner picked up two strikeouts in the third, a walk, an error, and a single. Cost the ballers. Quick pickoff attempt by Tommy Sumner. Really sneaky pickoff attempt. Yoandy Rivero at the plate, struck out swinging back in the third inning. Sumner delivers the first pitch of the at-bat, swung on and tapped over to second base. Making the play is Wilbur Sanchez. Over at first is Veras for out number 3 in the inning. Ballers have some work to do. They trail 3-1 to the Fredericksburg Nationals here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. DJ Gladney will lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Westcath and Logan Glass will follow in the inning as Fred Nats lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Dustin Sines back out there for another inning of action. First pitch off speed is in the plate for strike one on DJ Gladney. Gladney doubled in the first inning, produced an RBI, the only run scored so far in the ballgame for Kannapolis as he lifts the 0-1 high and foul down the right field line into the right field terrace, and it lands in a couple of picnic tables. Bunch of fans over there at the soft serve cart enjoying some soft serve, and a foul ball ends up over there. All kinds of fun. 0-2, here's a delivery from Sines, off speed pitch just off the plate. 1-2 now your count on DJ Gladney. 227 on the year, leading the way with two home runs and 12 RBIs on the year is DJ Gladney. 1-2. Big swing and miss at the plate for Gladney. He goes down on strikes for out number one here in the fourth inning. Westcath, third baseman, will now dig in. He walked in his first plate appearance in the first. Westcath, Scottsdale, Arizona native, back in the lineup after a night off last night. First pitch of the at-bat to Cath from Sines is lifted high and foul. We'll do it now at 0-1. Westcath, third baseman. He's played third base in every ball game this year for Guillermo Quiroz. Swung on and missed at the 0-1, now 0-2 the count. Westcath, nothing but third base for him. He's hopped around in the lineup a little bit, mainly landing in that five hole. 0-2 off speed, got him looking. Westcath down on strikes for out number two here in the fourth inning. Dustin Sines picks up his fifth strikeout of the night. As now Logan Glass, left fielder, will dig in. He struck out swinging in the first inning. Logan Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native, swings on the first pitch, charges it into right center field, drilling after it is Young. It's going to land in the triple's alley. Rounding first, headed for second is Logan Glass. He rounds second. He's going to third. Logan Glass will glide into third base safely, and it's a stand-up triple for the Mustang, Oklahoma native, Logan Glass. I've seen him do that how many times in batting practice? Logan Glass, not quite the start that he's probably wanted this year. Still, one of the better athletic and better hitting outfielders in the Kannapolis Cannonballers roster. Logan Glass puts a charge into a ball out in right center field. It's a stand-up triple. Now Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, digs in. Struck out in his first at-bat. Misael Gonzalez, hot start to the year. He's over 300. Ball one in the dirt by Dustin Sines. Nice pick behind the plate by Drew Millis, the catcher. Misael Gonzalez, last night 0-for-4, three strikeouts. This series, he's got a double, an RBI. He's at seven strikeouts already, though. Through this series, 1-0, grounded into left field. That'll be a run scored. Misael Gonzalez picks up an RBI single. Logan Glass scores on the play. Beautiful work by Logan Glass to get on base with a triple. And Misael Gonzalez, RBI single, gets the job done. Ballers now trail 3-2 here in the fourth inning. Exavilo on the ground ball was 103. Off the bat of Misael Gonzalez. Wilber Sanchez, second baseman, will now dig in. He struck out swinging in the second. Time called. Home plate umpire takes a point at the bump. Looks like a pitch clock violation on Dustin Sines. Now count moves 1-0 on Wilbur Sanchez. Looks like that was a pitch clock violation. 1-0 lifted high and foul now. 1-1 your count on Wilbur Sanchez. Dustin Sines violates the pitch clock. One-one your count. Runner on first is Misael Gonzalez. 1-1. Swung on and fouled back. 1-2 now your count. One-two count, two outs. Wilbur Sanchez batting just 105 to begin the year. However, he's come up clutch. Had a multi-hit game in last night's matchup. Getting a couple of base knocks. 1-2 from Sines. Off-speed pitch well inside on Wilbur Sanchez. 2-2 now your count. Daniel Milley, catcher, awaits on deck as enjoying a beautiful night at the ballpark here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Right field bar is packed. Everybody hanging out there. Left field berm's packed. All kinds of action going on out there. 2-2. Quick check on the runner. Not in time. We'll have to await the 2-2. Not many seats in the seating bowl left tonight. Looks like close to a sellout crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. Decent lead at first for Misael Gonzalez. Sanchez grounds it sharply over to short. Brady House makes the grab, though. Fires to second for the fielder's choice. Tags Misael Gonzalez out on a 6-4 ground out for out number three. Ballers do get one run back, though, as Logan Glass and Misael Gonzalez put together a couple of base knocks. And the Ballers now pull within one. It's 3-2. Fred Natz here on the Ballers Baseball Network headed to the top of the fifth inning. Top of the order due up Jacob Young as he swings at the first pitch, grounds it over to first Wilfred Veras, pitches it over to Tommy Summer covering first base, but the throw is off the plate and we'll have a runner now at first base. A hard hit ground ball over there. Well, he's going to give it a base hit on the play as the ground ball pulled Veras off of first. Tommy Summer, the batter, was trying to cover the play. However, the throw came in a little wild. Goes down as a base knock on Jacob Young. One on now, nobody out here at the top of the fifth. Fred Nats lead 3-2. Drew Millas. Catcher will dig in. First pitch of the at-bat is fastball low now. 1-0 your count on Drew Millas. Jacob Young reaches on a single. A tough play for Wilfred Veras and Tommy Summer. Nonetheless, we continue now here in the top of the fifth. 1-0 from Summer. Off-speed pitch up on Millas. Now 2-0 your count. at the plate. Brady House awaits on deck. Top five, 3-2 your score. It's a close ball game here in Kannapolis. 2-0 pitch. Fastball low on Millis, now 3-0 your count. A couple other games going on in the Carolina League. Lynchburg Hillcats leading the Carolina Mudcats by a score of 8-2 up at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Charleston Riverdogs pounding the Salem Red Sox 9-1 in that one. 3-0, fastball low, ball four. Drew Millis draws a four-pitch walk here in the fifth. Tommy Summer losing the handle on the control. Now it'll be two on and nobody out for Brady House. 9-1 your score in Salem, where the River Dogs are beating the Red Sox. Down East Wood Ducks beating the Columbia Fireflies by a score of 7-1. In Columbia, Wood Ducks leading over Columbia. Augusta and Fayetteville, the Green Jackets leading the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by a score of 1-0 down in Augusta. Of course, here in Kannapolis, we're top of the fifth inning. All kinds of fun. Delmarva and Myrtle Beach still scoreless in the top of the third up at Purdue Stadium in Delmarva, home of the Shorebirds. Two on and nobody out for Brady House, number two overall prospect in the Nationals organization. First pitch in the dirt. Runner's going to move up on the play. Throw into second is not in time. Close play over there as Daniel Milley got the toss in to Wilbur Sanchez at second. It'll go down as two runners moving up on the play. Wild pitch on the play. Tommy Summer. Now with a 1-0 count, two runners on. House swings at the 1-0, grounds it. It's a hard liner. It hits off the glove of Colson Montgomery. Young scores. Millis rounding third. He'll score. It's two more runs for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Now Wilbur Sanchez loses the ball in the infield. Brady House scurries up trying to make the play to move up to second. However, retreats quickly. Now your score is 5-2 here in Kannapolis. Young scores. Millis scores. Brady House with a 2-RBI single here in the fifth inning. And now John Eli, pitching coach, is going to come out and chat with Tommy Summer as he's already given up a couple of runs here in this fifth inning. Leadoff single for Jacob Young. Drew Millis draws a walk on four pitches, and then Brady House, again, a really aggressive batter, doesn't waste any time. Swings at the first pitch, a sharp liner with the infield playing in on the batter, House. Liner hits the glove of Colson Montgomery and gets into left field. Now the Fred Nats lead 5-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bossier, the DH, will dig in. Bossier walked in the second, singled in the third. As Tommy Summer delivers the first pitch of the at-bat. 88 on the radar gun in the dirt for ball one. Summer delivers the 1-0, swung on and tapped over to first base. Veras makes the play. He'll flip it underhand to Tommy Summer, covering the bag. Did he make it in time? Yes, he did, says Jalen Goodman. Bossier out on a 3-1 play. Nice play by Wilfred Veras and Tommy Summer. Brady House will advance to second on the play. So it's one in scoring position and one out for Leandro Emiliani. Emiliani 0-2 on the night. Grounded out in the second, popped out in the third. Time call to the plate. Looks like Johnny Ray is the arm warming up out in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Tommy Summer so far through 4 1/3. He's gone 4 2/3 in each of his previous matchups. First pitch of the at-bat. Beautiful hook on the curveball. 0-1 now your count on Leandro Emiliani. in, blowing out to left field a little bit here on a beautiful night for baseball. 0-1 off the plate, 1-1 now. You're counting the off-speed pitch. One from Summer. Swung on and grounded sharply over to shortstop Colson Montgomery. Picks it up, fires it across the diamond in time for out number two. Nice play by Colson Montgomery. It's a 6-3 ground out for Leandro Emiliani. Brady House, shortstop, will advance on the play. So now one runner is on at third base for the right fielder Andre Arias, who's 0-2 tonight. Fred Nats have only put up 5 hits, but they've got 5 runs to go along with it. Brady House, 1-3, 2 RBIs so far on the night. Infante with a 2-run shot back in the second. Ballers have just fallen into some tough spots. First pitch off speed to Arias is in there, called strike one. Tommy Summer, if he's able to get this final out here in the inning, set a new high for innings pitched in an outing. Nice off speed pitch, 0-2 now your count. Arias at the plate. 0-2 on the night. Struck out in the second. Grounded out in the fourth. 0-2. Swung on a miss. He struck him out. 3 straight pitches. And Andre Arias is down swinging for the second time tonight. Tommy Summer looks like that might be the end of his night. Picked up 6 strikeouts through 5 innings. We'll go ahead to the bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 5-2 to the Fred Nats here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Nine-hole man Daniel Milwey leads things off here in the fifth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, trailing 5-2 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. Dustin Sines back out there for another inning of action. Takes first pitch for strike one. Does Daniel Milwey, 0-1 now your count. Daniel Milwey so far tonight, 0-1 with a ground out back in the second. 0-1 from Sines. Fastball, 91 on the radar gun for strike two. As for Dustin Sines, so far so good on the bump. He's only allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, has Dustin Sines. 0-2, fastball away on Milwey. We'll move now 1-2. Dustin Sines, a fisherman, also has 2 younger brothers, Derek and Drew. Dustin Sines, oldest of 3. I'm one of those two. 1-2 in the zone. That is strike 3 called on Daniel Milwey for the first out of the fifth inning. Leadoff man now, James Beard, will dig in. It's actually a funny story about Dustin Sines. He often jokes that when Dustin Sines was drafted in the fourth round of the 2021 draft, 112th overall, there's a joke that the entire neighborhood apparently heard his mom shout with joy when Dustin Sines was selected, as James Beard takes the first pitch for strike 191 on the radar gun. James Beard 0 for 2 tonight. Leads the way and walks for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as he's not wasting his time looking for a walk here. Swings and misses at 91. 0-2 now the count on James Beard. Former Texas A&M lefty is Dustin Sines. 0-2 swung on and missed at the plate by James Beard. Sines picks up another strikeout here in this one. It's James Beard for out number 2 here in the frame. Sines already now with 7 strikeouts on the evening. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, will dig in. He's 1-for-2 on the night with a double in the first. First pitch to Veras in the dirt. 1-0 now your count. On the way from Sines. Swung on and put a charge into that one. Into left center field, looking up, and it's out of here. Solo shot, Wilfred Veras. It's his first home run of the year. The Santo Domingo Dominican Republic native, Wilfred Veras, 19 years old, picks up his first home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It's a solo shot with 2 outs here in the 5th inning. 392 feet. Off the bat of Wilfred Veras, 104 miles an hour into that left field berm. It's a solo shot that cuts the lead now to 5-3 for the Frednats. Colson Montgomery will now dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the 5th. Second run scored on the night for Wilfred Veras, as Colson Montgomery will take the first pitch for strike 1 from Dustin Sines. Montgomery, the Highland Hammer from Highland, Indiana. 3-sport athlete, baseball, football, basketball. I've heard that he can beat just about anyone on the hardwood. I don't know. I might have to go one-on-one with him. 0-1 in the dirt, 1-1 now your count on Colson Montgomery. I'm just kidding, by the way. There is no chance you will ever catch me playing basketball. I'll wear the shoes, though. Big fan of those Puma LaMelo ball shoes. I've got 2 pairs of them. 1-1 lifted in the air center field. Trailing after it is Jacob Young. He's going to camp it just shy the warning track and make the grab for out number 3. So Colson Montgomery flies out to end the inning, but Wilfred Veras picks up his first home run as the Kannapolis Cannonballer in the bottom of the 5th inning, as we're now headed to the top of the 6th. Ballers still trail, but it's only 5-3 with plenty of time left here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the sixth inning. It's Johnny Ray on the bump for the KCV. Wearing number 20 on the bump. 6'2", 220-pound, 23-year-old, 12th round pick in 2021 out of Quincy, Illinois, is Johnny Ray. Spent time in the Complex League last year, now with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as Ray fires the 0-1 in. It's a off-speed pitch off the plate. Move now 1-1 on Sammy Infante, the batter at the plate for Fredericksburg. Johnny Ray's made two appearances so far this year. 1-1 and they're now 2-1 on Sammy Infante. Johnny Ray last time out against the Down East Wood Ducks back on April the 16th, exactly a week ago. 2-1 upstairs, now 3-1. Five innings pitched, four hits, one run not earned. One walk, seven strikeouts. Johnny Ray making his first appearance in a week. 1-0, the 4.70 ERA in this season so far. 3-1 swung on this, now 3-2 the count on Sammy Infante, who's got a two-run shot in tonight's ballgame. He also struck out swinging in the fourth against starter Tommy Summer, who sees his night end. Not too shabby a night for Summer, other than the runs, as his pitch is swung on and fouled off the foot of Sammy Infante. Can't be comfortable at all. But we'll have another 3-2 coming our way. We can close the book on Tommy Summer. Five innings, five hits, five runs, four earned, three walks, six punchouts. He does give up a home run. His ERA goes up down to 5.02. Now a full count on Sammy Infante as Johnny Ray, former TCU Horned Frog, digs in, sets on the ball. Full count delivery. Fastball, got him looking. Sammy Infante gets rung up as Johnny Ray picks up strikeout number one on the evening. TJ White, left fielder, will now dig in. Johnny Ray, 93 on the radar, going to fastball. Hard hit ball. Inside corner. 1-0 the count now on TJ White. Will has to turn around and bat from the left side. He was facing Tommy Summer, the lefty, from the righty batter's box. Now he switches around. 1-0. Inside, now 2-0 the count on TJ White. 1-for-2 with a single tonight. He knocked that single in the fourth inning. 9-0 man Yoandy Rivera waits on deck. 2-0 from Ray. Swung on and fouled at the plate. 2-1 now your count on TJ White. Great crowd on hand here for HBCU night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Fred Hatt's Kannapolis Cannonballers going at it for the fifth time this week. 2-1, grounded over to first. Wilfred Veras can't corral it. He's not going to have time to fire it over to first in time. TJ White will reach safely on the play. And it's going to go down as an error on the first baseman, Veras. So an error by Wilfred Veras allows TJ White to reach safely. Now Yoandy Rivera will dig in. Rivera 0-for-1 with a strikeout in tonight's ballgame. 1-0 now the count as Ray misses outside with a fastball. Yoandy Rivera, 5'9", 155 pounds, from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. I definitely messed that up. Apologies for that. Fastball outside, 2-0 your count. 2018 international free agent signee is Yoandy Rivera out of the Washington Nationals organization. 2-0 on the way. Swung on, grounded over to Colson Montgomery. It short, flips it with the glove to second. Wilmer Sanchez fires it over to first in time. It's a double play. 6-4-3 style here at HML Ballpark, as nice play by Colson Montgomery to flip it underhand with the glove over to second base. And now we're headed to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Kannapolis. 5-3 your score between the Ballers and the Rednecks. DJ Gladney, Wes Kath, and Logan Glass do up in the frame for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here at the bottom of the sixth inning, it's not even 8 o'clock yet here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. DJ Gladney, first pitch from the new arm on the mound for the Rednecks is outside, ball one. New arm, 6'4", 220-pound righty from Lee Center, New York, 2021 undrafted free agent. It's Tyler Schaaf on the bump. Fastball outside, 2-0 now the count on DJ Gladney. Here in the sixth, DJ Gladney, Madison, Illinois, Oak Park, Illinois is his birthplace. 2-0 grounded in the air in right field. DJ Gladney picks up a base knock to open the frame here in the sixth. He's got a multi-hit game, does DJ Gladney. West Cat, third baseman, will now dig in. He walked in the first, struck out looking in the fourth. We're able to close the book on Dustin Sines, starter for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Sines, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. 1-0 now the count, 79-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch from Tyler Schaaf. Runner on first is DJ Gladney. Wes Kath, number 6 overall prospect in the White Sox organization, second-round selection in 2021. Is at the plate, 1-0 fastball inside, now 2-0 the count on Wes Kath. Last time out for Kath, 0-for-3 with a walk and 2 strikeouts. Was not last night though, it was 2 nights ago. 2-0, quick check on the runner and Gladney, not in time, we'll have to await the 2-0. Gladney taking a decent lead at first. 2-0 on the way from Schaaf. Fastball up and away. Now 3-0 the count on Wes Kath. Great at bat so far from the young lefty batting third baseman. Wes Kath just 19 years old. From Scottsdale, Arizona. 6'3", 200 pounds. It's a 4-pitch walk as Tyler Schaaf is unable to find the strike zone on Wes Kath. It's his second walk of the night for Kath. Now Logan Glass, 1-for-2 on the night, will dig in. Glass with a triple in the fourth. Scored a run as well. Mound visit now as Drew Millas, the catcher, go chat with Tyler Schaaf. Logan Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native, gets his turn to dig in. As for Logan Glass, he's at 200 on the year. He's finally reached the Mendoza line. He swings and misses at the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Misses 0-1 now your count. Logan Glass so far in this series, 1-for-4, entering tonight with 2 strikeouts. However, tonight he's 1-for-2 with a triple. 0-1 off speed, low now, 1-1 your count on Logan Glass. DJ Gladney at second, West Kath at first with a humongous lead. Infield not even worried about any potential for a steal. 2 on and nobody out. Here's the delivery. Logan Glass outside. Quick toss over there by the catcher and Drew Milos. Nice play over there as Milos fires it over to first baseman Emiliani. West Kath, who I just said had a massive lead at first, they're able to do a post-pitch pickoff play. It's a 2-3 putout of West Kath for out number one here in the inning. Runners at second and DJ Gladney still is there though. Logan Glass at the plate. 2-1 big, swing and a miss, 90 miles an hour. 2-2 now your count on Glass. Misael Gonzalez awaits on deck. Gonzalez 1-for-2 on the night. Two-two count. Tyler Schauff on the bump. Delivers the pitch. 2-2 off speed. Swung and missed by Glass. He's down on strikes. Four out number two in the inning. It's his second strikeout of the evening. Now Misael Gonzalez will dig in. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Singled in the fourth. That was an RBI single. Also struck out swinging back in the second. Again, just a beautiful night for baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sun is just about set here in North Carolina. 1-0 now the count. 90-mile-an-hour fastball off the plate on Misael Gonzalez. Right field bars packed. Left field berm. Tons of fans out there waiting for a home run ball. 1-0 swung and a miss by Gonzalez. 1-1 now your count. Misael Gonzalez from Bayamon, Puerto Rico. 12th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. 1-1. Off-speed pitch. Catches enough of the zone in the bottom half of the plate. 1-2 now your count on Misael Gonzalez. Tyler Schauff entering tonight. 1-1 with a 10.38 ERA. Not too good a start for Schauff. Pitch swung on and fouled back. Another 1-2 on the way. 1-1, 10.838 ERA. Entering tonight for Tyler Schauff. 4 1/3, 5 hits, 5 runs. Not too hot a go-round so far. Pitch in the dirt now, 2-2 your count on Misael Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez awaits on deck. Nobody warming in the pen for either side. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2 count, 2 outs. Fred Nats lead 5-3 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Saturday night for baseball. Postgame fireworks tonight, too. 2-2 swung on, lifted high in the air, left field, trailing after it is White. He looks up, and this ball game is tied. Misael Gonzalez smacks the ball into the left field berm, and this ball game is knotted at 5 here in the bottom of the sixth at Atrium Health Ballpark. Misael Gonzalez, his first home run of the year, 414 feet, 101 mile an hour exit velo. Ball was crushed into the left field berm. It's his first home run of the year, 10 RBIs now on the year for Misael Gonzalez. He's now got a 2-hit ball game. He's got 3 RBIs. And now Wilbur Sanchez, the 8-hole man, digs in a tie ball game. Fastball up and in on the chin of Wilbur Sanchez. Tyler Schauff loses the handle on the fastball. 1-0 now your count. Wilbur Sanchez at the plate. 1-0. Swung on and lifted high and foul over everyone's head. We'll do it again at 1-1. DJ Gladney scores on the homer. Misael Gonzalez obviously scores. He crushed it 414 feet. 1-1 to the plate. Off speed inside on Sanchez. 2-1 now your count. Well, that was clutch. Misael Gonzalez with a hard hit, two-run shot. Wilbur Sanchez, 2-1. Off speed, up and in on Sanchez. He's only 5'10" on the roster. And the ball went over him. 3-1 on the way from Shaw. Swung on and popped up in a foul ground. Looks like it'll land well foul. It hits off the protective netting and into the seats. Here at Atriebelt Ballpark, looks like a fan made the grab. Nice play over there behind the third base dugout. Now a full count on the way to Wilbur Sanchez. This ball game is tied, 5-5. You're in the bottom of the sixth. Schoff delivers the pitch. It's swung on in, popped up in the infield. Where is it? Brady House, shortstop. Looks like he has it. Camps under it, makes the grab. Four out, number three in the inning. Inning ends on a pop-up to the shortstop, Brady House, but the Kannapolis Cannonballers tied up on a Misael Gonzalez two-run shot here in the bottom of the sixth. Top of the seventh headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, not that it already wasn't, but this ball game just got really fun. Tie ball game here in the top of the seventh inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals are at 5-5 here in the seventh and the fifth of six matchups between these two sides. This week, Jacob Young, leadoff batter for the Fred Nats, takes ball one inside from Johnny Ray back out there for another inning of action. Johnny Ray, former TCU Horned Frog, delivers the pitch. It's swung on and fouled down the line, heads up over there at Boomer's Grill. All kinds of fans in line for some cheesesteaks. Roasted corn is over there. I haven't had roasted corn yet this year. That sounds incredible now. Now I'm hungry. Darn it. So I can't bring up any of our wonderful concessions on the broadcast. I'll start getting hungry. 1-1 now, 2-1 on Jacob Young. A couple of my personal favorites. I'll talk about some concessions. I'm hungry, but I did already eat. I don't need to eat anymore. 2-1, grounded over to second base. Making the play is Wilbur Sanchez. Over to Wilfred Ferras at first. It's a 4-3 ground out. Four out, number one. Here in the seventh, now Drew Millis, catcher, will dig in. Favorites have to be the roasted corn. Down the first base line. The burgers at the burger cart on the third base side. That Boomer Burger. Oh, my. Double burger, six strips of bacon, four pieces of cheese. Incredibly tasty. Fastball outside, 1-0 now your count. 77 miles an hour from Johnny Ray to Drew Millis. He was reached twice tonight on two different walks. Johnny Ray, deep breath on the bump, delivers the 1-0, swung on and fouled back by Millis. 1-1 now your count. Roasted corn, the burgers, of course, the 2022 dog, which is incredible. $20.22, but here's why. It's a foot-long hot dog with a foot-long bratwurst stuffed inside of it. Yes, that exists. 1-1 fastball in there now, 1-2 your count. It's topped with peppers, onions, sauerkraut, deli mustard, some cheese. Tasty stuff, folks. Tasty stuff. 1-2, one out. Here's a delivery from Ray. Swung and a miss at the plate by Millis. Throw from Milley over to Veras at first to confirm the strikeout. Johnny Ray picks up a K2-3 in the book. Four out, number two. Brady House, shortstop, will now dig in. Brady House, uber-talented shortstop prospect, 11th overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft by the Washington Nationals. All kinds of talent, this young man. Fastball on the dirt, 1-0 now the count on Brady House. Again, just a quick broadcaster scouting report. Kid can hit. He's very aggressive. He doesn't take too many strikes. He swings at him. 1-0, swung on and lifted high and foul down the line and right. Heads up over there by gate one. It looks like a fan actually makes a grab just before the ball trickles out of the ballpark. 1-1 now your count. 1-1 count, two outs. Here's a delivery from Johnny Ray. It's a off-speed pitch in the dirt. 2-1 now the count on Brady House. Looks like an arm is warming in the pen for the Fred Nats. Can't quite see who it is from our vantage point here, but there is a righty warming up. Looks like it's number 25, Riggs Threadgill. Now that he's turned around, I can see the jersey number. 2-1 of the way from Johnny Ray. Swing and a miss by House. Now 2-2. Johnny Ray blows a 92-mile-an-hour fastball right by Brady House. Two-two count, two outs. Here's a delivery. Fastball outside. 3-2 now the count on House. Bossier awaits on deck here in the inning. Three-two count, two outs. Here's a delivery. Swung on and lifted high and foul over by Boomer's Grill. Again, heads up over there by our guest services tent as well. Ballpark is packed tonight. A near sellout crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Enjoying a beautiful night for baseball, all kinds of food and beverage as well. 3-2, fastball outside, ball four, he walks in. Brady House picks up a two-out walk here in the seventh inning. Brandon Bossier, the DH, will now dig in. Bossier last night with a three-hit night. Picked up a triple, a double, and a single. He was a home run shy of the cycle. First pitch, swung on and grounded over to Wilmer Sanchez. It gets by the second baseman Sanchez into right center field. Making the play is James Beard in center. He'll throw it into the infield. Brady House advances to third on the single by Brandon Bossier. It's his second hit of the night. Bossier, quite a series this young man's had in the last couple of games. Picked up a three-hit night last night. Now has a two-hit night in this one. As now Leandro Emiliani will dig in. He's 0 for 3 on the evening for the Fred Nats. Johnny Ray, TCU Horned Frog. He's through 1 2/3, two strikeouts. Fastball, enough of the zone now. 0-1 the count on Johnny Ray. Decent lead at first. Quick check on the runner is not in time. We'll move to another 0-1 count whenever he feels it is time. Fastball, curveball, slider change for Johnny Ray. He lists his favorite baseball influence growing up as Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols, quite a legend in the sport. 0-1 fastball, though, now 1-1 your count. Actually, while I have the moment, I'll offer my congratulations to another legend in the sport of baseball, Miguel Cabrera, picking up his 3,000th hit today. One of just seven MLB players in history with 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. What a legend. Johnny Ray gets that pitch in. Now 1-2 the count on Leandro Emiliani. I've seen Miguel Cabrera live once. Dude is a freak athlete at the plate. He can hit the ball hard. 1-2, Johnny Ray swung on back to us. Here at the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark, ball sailed over my head. I'll say it as I always do when a ball comes my way, I'm ready for it. I'm going to make the grab. Sometimes you need to have a little bit of what I call lunatic optimism. You need to be so crazy optimistic. It'll come true. 1-2 on the way from Johnny Ray. Off speed low on Leandro Emiliani. 2-2 now your count. Awaiting on deck is Andre Arias, the right fielder, who's 0-3 tonight. Emiliani and Arias both 0-3. Then you get to Sammy Infante in the order, and he's got a two-run shot earlier in this ballgame. 2-2, swung and a missed at the plate, and looks like on the backswing, Daniel Millwee got a huge chunk of the backswing. Hopefully everything is all right with Daniel Millwee, as looks like he got a good chunk of the backswing. It's a strike three call on Emiliani, but Daniel Millwee behind the dish is a little bit phased on the play. We'll go ahead and take a quick break as we'll head to the bottom of the seventh here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats tied at five here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Daniel Millwee will step to the bat after taking the large chunk of a backswing from Andre Arias. He's okay, and he'll dig in to face off against the new arm on the mound for the Fred Nats as he swings and misses for strike one. New arm for Fredericksburg, 6'4", 220 from Dallas, Texas, born on September 14th of 1999. It's Riggs Threadgill. As 0-1 is grounded over to short, Brady House makes the play, fires it across for round number one in the inning. Daniel Millwee, it's a 6-3 put out here in the seventh for out number one. Back to the top of the order in James Beard for Kannapolis. .102 off the bat of Daniel Millwee. He got all of that ball. However, it was grounded over to Brady House, the shortstop. Riggs Threadgill digs in and fires a pitch outside. 1-0 now your count. James Beard tonight 0 for 3. 1-0. Swung on and lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up over there by our Capital Vacations tent. Be here all year. Heads up over there. 1-1 your count now on James Beard. 0 for 3. Team leader in walks. 1-1 lifted high and foul. 1-2 now your count. As for Riggs Threadgill, arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-0, 6.35 ERA, 5 2/3. James Beard check swings on the 1-2, fouls it back. Will now move to another 1-2 count. Riggs Threadgill again, 1-0, the 6.35 ERA, and 5 2/3, 9 hits, 4 runs all earned. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. 1-2, grounded over to third base, making the play is Infante. James Beard almost out, runs it in the infield. It's a 5-3 ground out for James Beard. He's now 0 for 4 on the evening. Wilfred Veras will now dig in. He's got a 2-hit night with a double in the first and a solo shot in the fifth inning. First pitch of the at-bat from Riggs Threadgill. 91-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. 0-1 now your count on Wilfred Veras. Colston Montgomery, shortstop, awaits on deck. Two outs, bottom seven. 0-1 fastball outside. Now 1-1 your count on Wilfred Veras. San Jose Domingo, Dominican Republic native, just 19 years of age. 1-1. Big swing and a miss by Veras. 1-2 now your count. You always want to hold your breath when Wilfred Veras swings at a pitch. You watch him in BP. The guy puts a lot of contact, a lot of power into his swing. 1-2, swung and a missed at the plate. Veras down on strikes. Four out number three here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So three up, three down for Kannapolis. We're headed to the top of the eighth, though, as the Ballers and the Fred Nats tied 5-5, headed to the top of the eighth on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Andre Arias, Sammy Infante, and T.J. White. Two up in the frame for the Fred Nats as it's a tie ball game. 5-5 your score. First pitch of the at-bat from Johnny Ray back out for his third inning of action. He is down the middle for strike one. Johnny Ray, so far so good. Two innings, three strikeouts. 0-1 in the dirt now, 1-1 on Andre Arias. 0-3 on the night, batting just 139 on the year. Johnny Ray, two innings, one hit, one walk, three strikeouts. The righty, former TCU Horned Frog. 1-1, swung on and grounded foul. 1-2 now the count on Arias. Arias, Infante, T.J. White due up in the lineup. It looks like a couple arms starting to warm up in the pen for Fredericksburg. 1-2, swung on and grounded sharply over to second. Making the play is Wilbur Sanchez. Flips it sidearm to Wilfred Veras at first base. Four out number one. It's a 4-3 ground out for out number one in the inning. Sammy Infante, third baseman, will now dig in. Infante had a two-run shot back in the second inning. Struck out in the fourth, struck out in the sixth. Did Infante. Johnny Ray, though, out there on the bump. Different pitcher than Tommy Summer, the lefty who Infante took deep back in the second. First pitch outside, 1-0 now your count on Infante. 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Actually, foul tip back by Infante. 1-1 now your count. Looks like a lefty warming in the pen for Fredericksburg. Might be Jose Ferrer. 1-1. Swung on and lifted high and foul. Heads up over there in section 103, it looks like. 103-104 area. As the ball just got over that protective netting. 1-2 count, one out. Top of the eighth inning, Johnny Ray on the bump. Kannapolis and Fredericksburg tied at five. Ball in the dirt now, 2-2 the count on Sammy Infante. Take a look at the couple other scores going on in the Carolina League. We have one final to report. The Lynchburg Hillcats take down the Carolina Mudcats, 9-2 up at Five County Stadium. 2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Sammy Infante down on strikes for the third time tonight. The second out in the top of the eighth inning. T.J. White now due up for Fredericksburg. Again, Lynchburg, 9-2 over Carolina over in Zebulon. As for the rest of the league, the Charleston Riverdogs beating Salem 10-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Bottom of the eighth, Down East and Columbia, 10-1. Your score in favor of the Wood Ducks in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to T.J. White is an off-speed pitch low for a 1-0 count. Fayetteville and Augusta in the top of the ninth inning. Augusta trailing 3-2 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-0 is in there, 1-1 on T.J. White. Johnny Ray working with some efficiency. Myrtle Beach leading 5-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds in the top of the sixth. Up at Arthur Purdue Stadium. T.J. White puts a charge into the 1-1, lifts it high in the air right field. Going back is Misael Gonzalez. He looks up and it's over the right field bar for a solo shot. It's gone. Long bomb for T.J. White. The Fredericksburg Nationals now jump out to a 6-5 lead here in the inning. 418 feet. Off the bat of T.J. White, 105 on the exit velo. That's why he's 18 years old and he's in low A ball already. He's got some pop to him, does the 18-year-old from Spartanburg, South Carolina, as it's now been announced here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tonight's attendance is 5,155 people. It's the second largest crowd in Atrium Health Ballpark history. What a night here in Kannapolis. Beautiful night as now John Eli, Jeremy Niebusch, and Guillermo Quiroz have come out to chat with Johnny Ray. Checking on Ray to see if he's okay. As T.J. White with a solo shot now takes the lead 6-5 for Fredericksburg. As John Eli, Johnny Ray, and Jeremy Niebusch are going to walk back to the dugout. Looks like Johnny Ray is going to be pulled from this ball game. Johnny Ray's night is done. Looks like a new arm will be en route for Kannapolis. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, get you all the details on the new arm here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, Johnny Reyes departed the ball game due to an injury, so it looks like lefty 6'5", 185-pound, 23-year-old from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Garrett Shanley will take the bump and deliver the first pitch of his outing to Yolanda Rivero. Fastball inside, 1-0, now your count on Garrett Shanley. Former Cincinnati arm is a lefty. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, curveball, slider, circle change. Appeared in the loss on Wednesday night, did Garrett Shanley. 1-0 swung on and fouled by Rivero. 1-1, now your count. Wednesday night, good outing for Garrett Shanley despite the amount of walks. 1 2/3, one hit, one run, three walks, one strikeout for Shanley. 1-1, swung on, lifted high and foul. 1-2 is now your count on Yolanda Rivero. Shanley this year, 0-1 on the series. 1-1 with a 1.86 ERA. 9 2/3 innings, three hits, three runs, two earned, five walks, eight strikeouts. Opponents batting just 100 against Garrett Shanley. 1-2, swung on and fouled straight back by Yolanda Rivero. We'll do it again, add 1-2. Rivero 0-2 on the night. Struck out swinging in the third and grounded into a double play. Back in the sixth inning as the Fred Nats take a 6-5 lead after a solo shot from T.J. White. 1-2 on the way from Garrett Shanley. Swung on and popped up high in the air in shallow right field. Misael Gonzalez coming in. Going out is Wilbur Sanchez as Gonzalez muffs the ball. Can't make the grab. Goes down as an error on the right fielder in Gonzalez. E9 allows Rivero to make it all the way to second. Back to the top of the order in Jacob Young. Now one on and two out here in the inning for Fredericksburg. It's been one of those nights. All kinds of muffs and all kinds of weird plays by the Annapolis Cannonballers defense tonight. It happens. Fastball inside. Nice pitch by Garrett Shanley. 0-1 now the count. Decent lead at second for Yolanda Rivero, who reaches on an error by Misael Gonzalez. Another fastball from Shanley in there. 0-2 now the count on Jacob Young, leadoff batter. Ground out in the first, struck out in the second, in the third, I should say. Singled in the fifth, grounded out in the seventh. He's now up in the eighth inning with an 0-2 count, two outs against Garrett Shanley. 0-2. Fastball just misses inside on Jacob Young. Move now 1-2. Jacob Young from Ponte Vedra, Florida. 2021 seventh round selection by the Washington Nationals. Garrett Shanley, runner on second. 1-2 on the way. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Garrett Shanley picks up his first punch out of the night. It's a swing and a miss by Jacob Young to end the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Headed to the bottom of the eighth, Fred Nats lead 6-5. Still some time, though, and the Ballers do tend to be clutch at times. We'll see what happens here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 6'1", 215-pound lefty from Mayamon, Dominican Republic. Jose Ferrer takes the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals. An automatic ball is called due to a pitch clock violation by Ferrer. Colson Montgomery will take the first pitch that he sees for strike 1-96 from Ferrer. 1-1, swung on and grounded to second base. Rivero makes the grab, fires it over to first in time. Four out number one, Colson Montgomery leads off the frame with a 4-3 ground out. Four out number one, DJ Gladney will now dig in for Kannapolis. Gladney doubled in the first. Struck out in the fourth and singled in the sixth. As Ferrer delivers the first pitch, thrown in line hard into right field. That'll drop in front of Arias and be a one-out single for DJ Gladney. It's his third hit of the ballgame. Great stuff from Gladney. Wes Cath will now dig in. He's 0-for-1 of the night, but he's also got two walks. 100 on the exit velocity on the oppo. Base hit from DJ Gladney. Wes Cath will now dig in. Again, 0-for-1. He's got two walks, though. He's been patient at the plate. Grounds the first pitch up to the middle. Brady House picks it up. Steps on the bag at second. Fires it over to first in time for the inning ending double play. Not too much fun in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Brady House spoils the fun. Wes Cath grounds into a 6-3 double play. Four outs, number two and three. Top of the ninth on the way here in Kannapolis. Ballers need one. It's 6-5 in favor of the bad guys here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Garrett Shanley back out there for another inning of action here in the top of the ninth inning. Drew Millis will lead things off for the Fred Nats here in the top of the ninth. Nationals lead 6-5 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch of the inning from Garrett Shanley is outside. 1-0 now the count on Drew Millis. Rehabbing catcher, he is 0-for-2 in the night with also two walks drawn in the ballgame. Shanley, 1-0 delivery. Fastball outside corner, nice pitch by Shanley, 1-1. Now your count on Drew Millis. Brady House, Brandon Bossier will follow in the lineup for the Fred Nats. Ballers will need massive rally caps for the bottom of the ninth inning. Trailing by one run. Shanley delivers the pitch down and low, 2-1. Now your count on Drew Millis. Logan Glass, Misael Gonzalez, and Wilbur Sanchez due up next half inning for Kannapolis. Misael Gonzalez already with three RBIs on the night. Might be the perfect guy to get the job done. 2-1 pick, swing and a miss by Drew Millis. Garrett Shanley with a nice pitch. 2-2 now your count. 92 on the radar gun from Shanley. Again, he's got two different fastballs, four seam and a two seam. He enjoys pitching more against lefties. 2-2, swung and a miss. He struck him out. Drew Millis strikes out to open up the top of the ninth inning. Nice pitch by Garrett Shanley. It's his second punch out of the night through just two-thirds of an inning. It's Brady House, the shortstop, will dig in. One for two in the night. Reached on an error in the third. Walked in the seventh. Singled in the fifth. Grounded out in the first. Swings at the first pitch. Lifts it high and foul. Heads up in section 101. Over near the right field terrace. Packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Second largest crowd in Atrium Health Ballpark history tonight. It's a lot of K's out there in center field as well as the grounds crew. Manned by Tim Siegel. A couple of them that aren't necessarily needed in game. 0-2 now on House as the ball is swung and fouled back. A couple of the grounds crew that necessarily aren't needed during the middle of the game go out to center field and work on the K's. Nice little addition out there in center field to keep track of Cannonballers pitching. 0-2 off speed just inside. 1-2 to count now on Brady House. Bossier, DH awaits on deck. Cannonballers, no question, have the home field advantage working tonight. 1-2 in the dirt. Nice block behind the plate by Daniel Millweed. 2-2 now on Brady House, number two prospect in the Nats organization. Shane Lee kicks with the right and throws with the left. Swung on, grounded sharply over to third. It gets past the third baseman in Westcath into left field. It's a one-out single. Brady House reaches on the play. It'll go down as an error on Westcath on the play. Brennan Bossier will dig in. So Westcath picks up an error at third base. I definitely want to see the replay. Not quite. That ball was smoked by Brady House. I wonder what the exit velocity was on that play. First pitch fastball to Bossier. 0-1 now the count. Wonder what the exit velocity is on that Brady House ground ball. Ball was corked down the line. Westcath got in front of it. However, the ball was hit hard. 0-1 fastball outside. 1-1 now your count. One on Bossier. Here's a delivery from Shane Lee. Fastball outside. 2-1 now the count on Bossier. Tonight, walked in the second, singled in the third, singled in the seventh. He's got a two-hit night. 2-1 now your count. Emiliani awaits on deck. Garrett Shanley, the lefty on the bump. 2-1. Swung on and hit foul. Almost drills his own player in the on-deck circle. Leandro Emiliani's heart rate probably just went bananas. Foul ball came back right near the on-deck circle with the lefty Bossier at the plate. Heads up over there if you're Leandro Emiliani. 2-2 delivery from Shanley. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Garrett Shanley picks up another strikeout. It's his third one of the night in as many outs that he's pitched. Good effort by Garrett Shanley to rack up the punch outs. As now Leandro Emiliani digs in 0 for 4 in the night. He's got a strikeout on the night himself. 0 for 4 with a punch out. First pitch is a ball outside. One oh the count. 92 on the radar gun from Garrett Shanley. 1-0, but goes flying over in the first base dugout. Heads up over there as Emiliani needs a little more sticky stuff on the bat. loses the handle, now 1-1 as he swings and misses at the pitch. Sticky stuff is legal on the bat handle, just not in the pitcher's hands. One and one now your count as Arias is going to deliver the sticky stuff and hand it over to Leandro Emiliani. Thankfully, there's a good amount of foul ground here at Atrium Health Ballpark, as well as a full, basically foul pole protective netting in the entire seating bowl. The entire seating bowl covered by protective netting, which is fantastic for the fans. You don't need anybody getting hurt by a flying bat or a hard hit line drive. 1-1 on the way. Fastball just misses outside on Emiliani. 2-1 down the count. Two-one count, two outs, top nine. Fred Nats leads 6-5. Garrett Shanley, 2-1. Fastball, 92 right down Broadway. Nice pitch by Garrett Shanley. Andre Arias, right fielder, awaits on deck. He's also 0-4 on the night. As Emiliani and Arias combined 0-8 with three strikeouts on the evening. 2-2 from Shanley. Swung on, grounded softly over to second. Wilder Sanchez charges it, bare hands it, makes the play, fires it over to first in time. Four out, number three. And Leandro Emiliani out on a 4-3 ground out. Four out, number three in the frame. Rally cap time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom nine, the ballers trail by one. It's a big three outs on the way here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Don't go anywhere here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Second largest crowd in Atrium Health Ballpark history here to cheer on the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom of the ninth inning as they trail by one run to the Fredericksburg Nationals as Jose Ferrer back out there for another inning of action on the bump. Logan Glass with an 0-1 count, swings at the 0-1 and misses. 0-2 now the count on Logan Glass. Mustang, Oklahoma native, had a triple back in the fourth inning, scored on the Misael Gonzalez RBI single. Other than that, two strikeouts. This time called at the plate by Logan Glass. Huge opportunity here for Kannapolis. Down by one here in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Glass. It's his third punch out of the night. Frustrated. Kicks the bat knob to his foot, does Logan Glass. It's his third punch out of the night. Here's the guy you want at the plate, though. Misael Gonzalez. 2-for-3. Three RBIs, including a two-run shot back in the sixth. Oh-1 now the count on Misael Gonzalez. Jose Ferrer tossing some smoke, 95-96 on the radar going 0-1. poked down the line in left center. That'll roll to the wall. Rounding first, headed for second is Misael Gonzalez. It's a three-hit night for the Bayamón Puerto Rico native. And Misael Gonzalez, a tying run, is that second winning run coming to the plate in Wilbur Sanchez. Goes down as a double. 101 exit velo from Misael Gonzalez. Huge one-out base knock for Gonzalez. The man they call Misa is at second. As now time called, Guillermo Quiroz is going to put in a pinch hitter. Colby Smelly, team's hits leader who had the night off, will now step to the plate to face off against Jose Ferrer in a huge spot for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Tying run at second base, and that warrants a mound visit now from Joel Hanrahan, the pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals. As Misael Gonzalez at second, tying run. With the winning run coming to the plate in Colby Smelly. And what a year that Colby Smelly is having so far. Shelton State Community College native, 13th round selection in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Colby Smelly, 6'2", 195-pound, 22-year-old from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He's batting a cool 429. Five doubles, a triple, eight RBIs. This series alone, he's 5-for-12 with two doubles, an RBI, two walks. Only six strikeouts on the year. He's currently on a nine-game hitting streak. So this is a big spot for Colby Smelly, as now his nine-game hitting and on-base streak is on the line here in one of the biggest spots of the year for Kannapolis so far. We're only in the third week of action here in the Carolina League. Already some exciting baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch is high to Colby Smelly, 1-0 now the count. At the plate on the Ballers hits leader. Smelly again leading the way in average with 429. Leads the team with 15 hits. Also has a 629 slugging percentage. Swing and a miss on the 1-0, 95 on the radar gun. 1-1 now your count. Colby Smelly also tied to the lead in doubles with 5 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Colson Montgomery also with 5 two base knocks on the year so far. 1-1 from Ferrer. Fastball way up and away on Smelly. 2-1 now your count. Daniel Milwee, catcher, awaits on deck. 2-1. Swung on, lifted high and foul by Smelly. Hits off the light post here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 now your count. Jose Ferrer, the lefty on the pen, 96 on the radar gun. On that last pitch, he's throwing some heat, is the lefty. 2-2, swung and a miss at the plate. Colby Smelly down on strikes here as the second out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Huge spot, and he goes down swinging as Daniel Milwee, the last hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He is the winning run at the plate. 0-for-3 on the night. He struck out looking in the fifth. Milwee, though, known to barrel up a good fastball every now and then. Jose Ferrer's best pitch is probably the fastball. First pitch, 97 on the radar gun, right down the middle for strike one. A good pitch by Jose Ferrer. Milwee 0-for-4 with two strikeouts in his only start back on Thursday night. 0-1. Swung on, lifted high in the air, left center field. Trailing after it is Jacob Young. He's going to make it to the warning track, and he makes the grab. And the Frednats take game 5 of the series. Hard rates just went crazy here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As that's the end of your ball game, 6-5 your score in favor of the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis now drops to 500 on the record. They're now 7-7 after falling tonight. Their fourth straight loss to this Fredericksburg Nationals squad, who jump out to a 10-4 record, first place in the North Division of the Carolina League. Again, the second largest crowd in Atrium Health Ballpark history. Amazing night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Couple looks at a couple of the notable performances for Kannapolis. How about Wilfred Veras, 2-for-4 night with a home run in tonight's matchup. His first home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. DJ Gladney, 3-for-4 with an RBI. How about Misael Gonzalez? What a night for this young man. 3-for-4, 3 RBIs. Had an RBI single after a Logan Glass triple and then a Gonzalez 2-run shot. Pulled Kannapolis within 1. Here in the 6th inning, it was a tie ball game in the 6th, 5-5, before the Fred Nats jumped out in the 8th. Pitching performances, only 3 pitchers used by the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Good work by the pitching staff. Tommy Summer, 5 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks, 6 punch-outs for the Carmel, Indiana native. Johnny Ray, 2 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Garrett Shanley, 1 1/3, nothing but 3 strikeouts for the lefty Garrett Shanley, who entered after Johnny Ray exited with an injury. A couple of looks at the Fredericksburg Nationals batting lineup. 1-for-5 night for Jacob Young. 2-for-4 night for Brendan Bossier with an RBI. Brady House, 1-for-4, does pick up 2 RBIs, though, on the play. 1-for-4 night for Infante with a 2-run shot in the 2nd inning. T.J. White, 2-for-4 with a solo shot that ended up being the winning run in the top of the 8th inning for the Spartanburg, South Carolina native. 4 different arms used by the Fred Nats tonight. Dustin Sines, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 7 punchouts. Schoff, 1 inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Riggs Threadgill, 1 inning, 1 strikeout, relatively pedestrian night. How about Jose Ferrer coming in, though, getting a 2-out save. 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts for Jose Ferrer. Holds on to a perfect 0 ERA. Again, second largest crowd in Atrium Health Ballpark history tonight. What a night here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Tomorrow, the finale between these two sides, Fredericksburg and Kannapolis. Again, with the loss, Kannapolis moved to 7-7. Augusta was behind them at 6-7. As we take a look at the other scores, they dropped tonight to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So Kannapolis holds on to third place in the division right now at 7-7. Fredericksburg with the win moves to 10-4 ahead of the Salem Red Sox, now by 2 games here at the ballpark. We'll go ahead and sign off for now. Again, appreciate everyone tuning in on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com as the fireworks starting to get going here at the ballpark. Hopefully everyone enjoys it if you're here. If you're not, hopefully you can catch us next time for a wonderful night of action. From everyone here in Kannapolis, Dan Helody saying so long, and as always, speaking love, love baseball, stay blessed, and as always, have a blast.